105.
Loveline is an inverted milk audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Carolla.
Loveline, coast to coast.
I like that opening, huh?
Yeah. Very professional sounding. The show is going to be a letdown after that opening. I got news for everybody. Here's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And what do you know? The Man Show's on right now. Fabulous. Comedy Central.
The first episode or second?
How dare you? Dare you? This is the fourth episode.
Oh, my God. It's been that long. I'm sorry.
Maybe the fifth. No, the fourth. Yeah.
Is this the Rosie Bell one? That's what I want to see.
I don't know if Rosie gets trapped in the well this episode. Yeah, I think she does.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, listen. I don't want to give it away because it's a hot breaking news story.
Yeah, it is a breaking news story.
Yeah.
Speaking of breaking news, I'm doing that Big Brother show starting on Thursday.
Yeah. How's that go? What do you do? You don't know? You still don't know? Why don't they tell you what you do?
They told me. No, they told me.
Oh, and then they told you can't talk about it?
Kind of.
Yeah. I always get really insulted when people tell me I can't talk about something.
No, it's not that I can't talk about it.
It's humiliating.
Yeah.
You don't wish to talk about it.
It's that I think it will take form with time.
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, here's the deal.
You know network TV. Right. You remember your little thing with the, what was his name from Three's Company?
Yeah, John Ritter.
Hey, stand up and say this. Say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did this horrible, ordinary, extraordinary. It was called this very bad pilot from some guys, Elemento Productions, I think it was. It was some pilot they're trying to sell to CBS or something a couple years ago.
I just want to get out there and get my hands dirty, feet wet, see what it feels like before I start commenting on what it is I'm doing or not doing.
All right. But listen.
I have grave concerns with people in the house, and I feel a responsibility, actually, to go in and start to do something.
Oh, shut up.
No, I do.
Well, why don't you head into South Central and help some of those people?
Well,
you worried about a couple of actors cooped up in a Winnebago for a month?
No, it's an interesting point, but
it's better and interesting.
No, it's something I'm responsible, sort of a part of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Listen, you know this whole voyeuristic television thing?
No.
I got porn.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I
got the ultimate voyeuristic television.
Takes a lot to get you off the couch.
Yeah. I don't need to see people in the bathroom with a sort of foggy shower curtain in a dim silhouette of a female form. I got chicks with eight guys on top of them. That's voyeurism.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't need to see it. I don't need to see. You know, this whole thing is like people argue. It's like we get to watch people have arguments. I get arguments all the time. I don't like them that much.
Now you're making a case against any kind of drama.
Well, there's, Pepillon was a drama. Guy was trapped on Devil's Island. So, had to get off.
Like I said, it takes a lot to get you off the couch.
That was
not, right. If it's not,
All right, listen. I don't understand.
Yeah,
why are you doing this show? Because you said they're not paying you anything, or not enough, and you're making an ass of yourself. So what's in it for you?
I'm going to try to make it something worthwhile.
Okay. Now, what's the rules? How long are they in that house for?
3 months.
And no newspapers?
No, nothing.
Mm-hmm. I bet the skipper comes up with a harebrained scheme to get him out of the
professor.
Winnebago. Oh, I mean the professor. Yeah.
They have a clock made out of potatoes.
Really?
They use potatoes. Somehow they got polarity going on the potatoes to create a battery.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good damn fine. Were there one German guy in there? Joe?
He's the brother.
Joe, well, you're 17. What's up?
Well, my girlfriend broke up with me because she said my penis was too small.
All right.
So, what should I do to get back with her or back at her?
I don't think you should do either, do I think you should believe that that's, in fact, why she broke up. That's just something low down and dirty she thought she could tell you to make you feel bad.
Yeah, I don't even believe him.
I don't either.
Okay, but Joe.
Enjoy.
Okay. I really don't. Listen, there's women who've yelled your penis is small after they broke up with you and you threw something at them.
Right. And your penis is small. We're just saying the fact.
Oh, you're talking about me?
Yeah, when they've done that to you, are you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
You like that when I gave a little breath at the beginning? I went, Jack?
Adam.
Yes.
What's up, man? How you guys doing?
I'm doing well. Actually, I'm having another one of those I took a nap and I can't wake up episodes.
You're just back from Vegas.
I'm back from...
Where'd you stay?
I got back from Vegas. I stayed at the
Hilton International. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let me bitch a little as long as a representative from our management is here. Hotels are very, very big in Vegas now.
Huge.
MGM.
Massive.
Hilton. Huge. I mean, I don't know. Hilton, 9,000 rooms or something. Yeah. I was on the 23rd floor, room 135. I was the furthest and highest away from the central lobby elevator.
Yeah.
I had a walk farther. You know when the Jews crossed the desert?
Huh.
40, it took me 41 days.
Yeah.
I mean, 41 years.
Yeah.
How long did the Jews cross it? 40 years. That's right. It took me a year longer to get from my goddamn room to the main elevator. And the thing is that's not that big a deal normally. But if you have business in the hotel, if you're going back and forth from the venue and stuff like that, add 15 minutes to the commute.
Yeah.
And like Jimmy, you know, the show started live at 5 in the afternoon. Jimmy walked in at about 4 minutes to 5 for a live show, and we were first up.
Oh.
It took him a half hour to get, you know, you're on. He was on number 18 or whatever the hell it is. Anderson, I'll throw this mic through that window, so help me Christ. Here's my point. If you're arranging something like this, don't put the talent as far as you can possibly put them from the venue. Do you know what I'm saying? Why? What is that? But is there strategy or is there no strategy? I couldn't have been further away. I had to keep going back and forth, and I needed a pack mule and a Sherpa guide to get there, and it was like a half hour each and every time. It was just the biggest pain in the ass ever, and I don't know what our management is doing about these kind of things, but we decided they were very inept, very inept. Ben Stein's driving around a free Cadillac.
Was he there?
And I can't get a pair of Levi's.
Was he there?
No.
Oh, I see, in real life.
Yeah, in real life. This is real life. Yeah. Where's all the freebies? Where's the sweets? Where's all the good stuff? All right. No sweet stuff the furthest corner of the place. All right. I'm done bitching. Jack?
Sorry, man. It's hard living the good life, huh?
Oh, my God. Do you know how many cows? First off, I wear fine Italian loafers.
Oh, my God.
And it's hard to walk in them. They're very fashionable. They look great, but it's hard to walk in those fine Italian loafers I wear.
They don't wear evenly walking down the hall.
And there's not much padding in that carpeting.
And now you got people ripping your stuff off?
Oh.
The X show?
Oh, that show.
No talent whatsoever, Adam.
Oh, they're starting to model themselves after you? Know?
I have no idea.
I will heckle for you, man.
All right, Jack, what's going on, pal?
All right. My real question was not about the heroin. It was 2 years ago, I dropped 3 tabs. The only time I did it. And
the heroin dog.
It messes with your brain, right?
You dropped 3 tabs of acid?
All at once?
Yeah. Well, the first one... It didn't kick in, so, you know, I just took 2 more.
Oh, boy. All right.
Well,
I haven't done anything since.
Yeah, you're
what
fine.
Shrooms, though?
No, you could be fine. It doesn't have to cause any long-term consequences, just having that bit of cause. You okay, generally?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah, well, hold on. I'm making out with the dog say. What's that, boy? Tommy's trapped in the well?
No, kill your neighbor.
Oh, kill your neighbor? Yeah, son of Sam. Was that the guy I talked to this time? All right, hey, Jack, we're done.
Look, how can I intern for you, dude?
How can you what?
Be an intern at the man show.
I'll tell you what I need. I don't need any help at the man show, but I need you to go with me on appearances and carry me from my room to the venue upon your back. That's what I need, because I really blew out a knee trying to make it from my room over to the venue. And then here's the real trouble. You get drunk later on in the evening, and you're doomed. I had to stop and take a leak halfway down. I took a leak, I vomited, then I had to rehydrate.
Was it in your urinary receptacle, the ice machine?
When I crap in an ice machine, and one day I will, as God is my witness, I will have completed the trilogy. I've thrown up in an ice machine in Tijuana. I've urinated in an ice machine in Orange County. And when I make number 2 in an ice machine, and God knows where, could be in your town.
Yeah.
I will have completed the trilogy. And the only reason I haven't done it yet is I will think I'll have nothing left to live for. You know what I mean? Like, you know when people retire and they say they die 6 months later?
Yeah.
Or when their spouse dies and they go.
That's true.
The day I take that Duke in the ice machine, I may go just hours later. Maybe from the beating.
A few other people.
Now, to be fair to me, I didn't urinate into the ice.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, no. I urinated into the drain below the ice receptacle.
The story is now somehow not quite as glamorous.
But in Tijuana, I chucked right into the ice because the technology, surprisingly enough, it isn't what it is here in the States. They have a different kind of ice machine, old school ice. Yeah. That's right. Danielle?
Yeah?
You're 18.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I just started dating this guy about a month ago, and we used to work together, and he recently just left, but I have a feeling I can't trust him because every time I want to go over to his house, he never lets me.
Because his girlfriend's there, or his wife, or something.
Well, he has an ex-wife.
He could have a crappy place, and, you know, he could be embarrassed.
Then why didn't he say so?
In there once.
Hold on. Part of having a crappy place and being embarrassed is not when to say anything about it.
Was it a crappy place?
No, it was actually very nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he drives a really nice car, but I don't know, because I really like this guy, and everybody at work tells me not to date him because he's a total freak, and he's a loser, and he's into pot and everything.
How old is he?
He's 20.
And he has an ex-wife already?
Yeah.
What's a nice car? iRoxy?
No, a Mitsubishi Galant.
Yeah,
I think it's like a 99 or something.
Ooh. Still smells new. All right. Yeah, well, the guy has an ex-wife at 20. Probably not a great sign.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want you to come over, but you did come over there once.
Yeah, but he made me wait outside for 20 minutes before he let me in.
Maybe he's got some sort of hydroponic pot farm or something in there. And what when he said, wait outside for 20 minutes, I got to go in there and herd the sheep, what did he tell you when he came back out?
He's like, he just told me they had to go inside and take care of something.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. That sounds a little spooky.
Why are you into...
Put the hooker back in the fridge.
Yeah, why are you into losers?
I don't know why. And so something attracts me to him. And
so you're always into losers.
No, I'm not always into losers, just most of the time.
Okay.
All right. Listen.
We'll do something different this time.
Are you chunky?
No.
All right, then there's no excuse. Speaking of losers.
Losers, our clock's out.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that. It's been out the whole show. I talked to a guy who was a Klingon.
Yeah.
In the lobby of the hotel for about an hour last night.
Why?
I'm entertained by people that are in worse shape than I am emotionally.
So anybody standing in a Klingon outfit in front of the Star Trek experience?
Not a Klingon outfit. Not in front of the Star Trek experience.
Oh, he was a Trekkie.
He was a Trekkie.
Oh, boy.
He attended all the conventions. He was wearing a Klingon shirt. I spoke to him. I asked him if he had any. He said he brought his uniform and was parading around in it yesterday. No convention, no special occasion, just packs the Klingon uniform. So I told him to ask him if he had any pictures. He said in his room, and he headed up and got them.
Of him.
Apparently, his room was somewhere near the planet Earth. So he was back in a mere 10 minutes with a full scrapbook of conventions and him in Klingon outfits. That we stood right in the middle of the casino and went through it. It was great. Then another one of his Klingon compadres came over, and guy was probably late 30s. Jimmy asked him if he's still living at home. He said, yeah, to his mom. Jimmy asked him if he's a virgin. He said, just once.
Oh.
With a big gal. Yeah.
Maybe that's what causes them to go that way. Not the big gal, just the fact that they've not had adequate release.
Certainly not a happy one. Let me explain how this stuff works for all the guys. It's not coincidence. Guys, think about the guys you went to high school or college with that got a lot of tail. Magically, not into anything. Not into any kind of clubs, not into the Spanish club, not into speech and debate.
Get energy and put it somewhere.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, hey, I got 15 hours free each day. I ain't getting nothing. I ain't hanging out with any women. I'm not chasing any. I got a big, big open window.
Got to find a way to feel okay.
Going to fill it with Klingons. That's the way forward. Yeah, so the less tail you get, the more chance you have of becoming a Klingon. And these guys go around the country. And then he pulled out stuff from his scrapbook. He has stuff in his garage that he built, you know, transporter units.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if we could harness that energy. We need a political cause for these people.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fascinated by stuff other people are fascinated by. And even if I'm not fascinated by what they're fascinated by, I'm fascinated that they're fascinated. Who has this kind of energy? I saw Star Trek once when I was 9, labeled it a turd, and moved on to Sheriff John.
Right here, Bill. Real TV show.
Real TV show. Star Trek looked bad to me when I was 10 years old. It really did. I can't understand it. Oh, the guy made a life out of it. He was more into being a Klingon than I am into being a comedian. Lisa?
Oh, that's not hard to do.
And funnier, I might add.
Lisa,
yeah, you're 35.
Yes. And my boyfriend is married, and I was just wondering if he's having an affair with me in order for his wife to find out about it.
He's having an affair because he can.
Because he can?
Guys are not that...
guys don't work that way.
They don't plot.
You women have affairs.
To make somebody mad.
Well, that's why I heard...
Get someone mad or jealous. Guys have affairs because they're drunk, they have erections, or they can.
Oh.
Yeah. You let them. And not to say that they're not responsible, but you shouldn't assume that because he's married and having an affair, he feels a damn thing. He doesn't.
So you don't think he... So it's just because he can, not that I mean anything to him. Or...
Well, you may mean something, but it doesn't. That doesn't mean anything.
He's not going to be. He's not going to be able to step up the way you need him to.
Well, how long have you been carrying on with him?
Probably like 9 months.
Has he been saying that he's going to leave his wife?
No, he said that he wouldn't because he has children and so on.
Well, there you go. At least he's being honest about that.
Uh-huh.
Wow, and you're still hanging, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm not really ready for, like, a serious relationship of my own, so...
No kidding.
I guess it kind of works out both ways.
At 35, did you just have a relationship that ended badly?
I was married, but my husband passed away.
What happened?
It's just really, really difficult, you know, just,
Was it drugs and alcohol?
No.
How old was he?
He was 35.
And it was some sort of medical condition?
He just got, he got sick. He took his own life.
He had suicide. He was not using alcohol or drugs?
No.
At all?
Hmm. Well, did he have a terminal condition?
No.
He's just depressed.
He didn't get sick. He didn't have terminal cancer and then kill himself. He just killed himself.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Just to highlight, I mean, 20% of people with depression kill themselves. 20%.
He was sick, but I don't know if it was, you know, classified as a depression, but he was mentally sick.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I can see you not wanting to get involved in anything for a little while.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel responsible for him, do you?
Not anymore, no.
Okay.
You did, though, huh?
How could you not?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? What are you... Well, that's a big question mark over your head.
I mean, he had a mental illness. She didn't cause it, and she knew
what
he was being cared for, and it went out of control. What's she going to do?
Well, I don't know if he was being cared for, and who knows what she could have done. And your mate kills themselves. That's a little bit of a commentary on you, too.
I'm surprised you said that, because it not really. I mean, somebody has a severe depression.
Not in reality, but you got to feel it.
You'd feel it. It feels awful.
You got to feel somewhat culpable.
You should be able to have done something, but the reality is people can't. That's the point.
I know, but since when is reality an issue?
Well, we're supposed to...
So here's what I'm saying. Here's the two things. If your wife or husband kills themselves, or your son or daughter kills themselves, or your patient, as a therapist, kills himself, you're going to feel somewhat connected to that, or somewhat responsible. It's your kid, especially if your kid, well, you'd feel responsible in some way.
Then you sort of, until the kid's independent, you are responsible.
Well, I'm not saying he eats Legos when he's 8 and a half. I'm talking about as an adult. You'd understand he had a depression, he had an illness, he still killed himself.
You'd wish you would have done something.
Right. So I took this huge nap today, right?
Yeah.
And I was on my back, and I got one of the best erections of my life.
What does that mean?
I mean, it was just like reaching for the ceiling fan. It was great. And I woke up and I was looking at it and I thought, wow, this is a great erection, I thought. And I thought, you know, I wasn't thinking about sex. I wasn't dreaming about sex. I was just taking a nap and I got this great erection. And then I thought to myself, you know, everyone gets an erection when they're asleep, or for me, especially when I'm taking a nap. And then I thought, it's not sex. I really like napping. I'm getting an erection over napping. You know, I'm being actually sexually charged, stimulated by napping. Yeah. The act of napping. Yeah. Well, wait a minute, Anderson. You're so bloody.
Watch out.
Easy, Tiger.
Oh,
I swear to God, and then people can do that and get excited, you know, over feet.
Yeah, but
get
excited. Here's the deal, erections like that, you had about every 48 minutes when you were 17.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's once in a decade.
I know. Wasted. Completely wasted. Thank God I'm accustomed to urinating in a sink, because there's no way that thing would have made it into the toilet. No way. I would have leaked all over the curtain. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Mike. His doctor said that smoking pot caused him to be bipolar. He wants to know if that's possible.
You want that one or do you
have
this one?
Derek, who's a 15, could a chlorine in the pool turn his penis red? All right, that's better after this.
Love line. We'll be right back.
Heads up, people. Before some folks sell their cars, they crawl under the dash, roll the odometer back a few thousand miles, and don't give it a second thought. This is illegal, but there it is. Don't be the bumpkin that buys this car. Get a vehicle history report from Carfax.com. They'll give you the real history on any used car. Visit CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report. Next time, we will discuss fire damage.
Oh, come on, have a drink.
No, thanks.
Just one little drink.
I don't want to.
Chicken, everyone else is.
I said no.
What a nerd. One little drink won't kill you.
You've heard it all before. Be cool, join the crowd, have a drink, even though you're not 21.
Let's go, she's no fun.
Make the right choice, don't give in. Underage drinking is dumb and dangerous.
Look out!
A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is going to sound corny, but I just wanted to tell the world about my girlfriend, Lisa. I love sitting there, listening to her talk on the phone with her girlfriends. I mean, she can go on for hours to anybody, about anything. And it's not just about everyday things. It's about deeper stuff, too, like hair and hair products. And little by little, the phone becomes like a permanent part of her head. I get goosebumps just thinking about that. And then there's the way she sort of unhinges her jaw as she scarfs down a quart of double fudge chunk ice cream. She's a keeper. You know, I used to waste my time going inline skating and playing basketball with my buddies. What was I thinking?
Girls, rest assured, you will never in your life meet a guy like this.
I have this fantasy. There we are, 50 years from now. She's in a moo-moo, doing her nails, watching soap operas all day.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Somewhere in our community is a mother whose drug abuse once left her unable to care for her kids. There's a father, too, whose alcohol use drove his wife and children away. There's a boyfriend whose drug use frightened his girlfriend into giving him an ultimatum. Get help or I'm gone. Help is available. It's in the form of treatment programs for drug abuse and alcohol problems. And the good news is that these programs are making a big difference in people's lives. With proper treatment, mothers and fathers, sweethearts and co-workers, friends and neighbors are overcoming drug and alcohol problems and reclaiming their lives. Isn't it great that treatment works? To find out about drug and alcohol treatment programs that can help, call 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-HELP. There is help, and it works. A public service of this station and the Center for Substance Abuse Treatment.
Dad, I don't think our campfire's totally out.
Are you kidding me?
I know when a campfire's out.
Did you drown the fire with water and stir it with a stick?
No, it's out. We don't have to...
Who said that?
Frank, it's a talking moose with sunglasses.
And a bunch of singing and dancing forest animals.
We know we
And when your hope to die, you'll cry.
Here, brush and branches and waves.
And keep water nearby like your autumn.
Okay, I poured water on the fire. I stirred it with a stick.
Everybody walked slowly toward the RV.
Dad, these are just Smokey's friends.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Frank, it's Smokey.
Nice head, Smokey. You want the rest of my peanut butter sandwich?
Dad!
Visit Smokey at www.smokeybear.com. Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, the National Association of State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Time now for the movie preview. Join Zone 105 at the General Cinema Mall of America 14, Saturday, July 15th at 7 o'clock for a special screening of X-Men. You can also join us for a special movie premiere of Chuck and Buck at the Landmark Lagoon Cinema Wednesday, July 19th at 7:30. And join us for a special screening of What Lies Beneath at the General Cinema Mall of America 14, July 22nd. To win passes, simply email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard. And that's the movie preview.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and drow.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, and 800 superstars. Full length uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes and sportswear. Something for everyone.
There's something for me?
Yeah, even you, Grammy. Sex World's got it and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Is Magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country? Or what?
What do you got there?
Broadway pizza.
Smells great. I haven't had Broadway pizza since I moved out of Northeast Minneapolis. Has it changed?
No way. Broadway pizza has been making the Twin Cities most delicious pizza for 50 years.
Weird.
What?
For a sec there, you sounded like a commercial.
That was nothing. Check this out. Broadway Pizza makes pizza with only fresh ingredients, homemade crust, premium toppings, and a rich tomato sauce that simmers for hours. I've been enjoying Broadway Pizza for years, and now that there are neighborhoods all over the metro, I can have it anytime I want it.
That was impressive. Is there a Broadway Pizza near me?
Oh, yeah. Robbinsdale, St. Anthony, New Brighton, Shoreview, Apple Valley, Coon Rapids, and Richfield, just to name a few. So next time I ask if you've had some lately, you have no excuse.
As long as we're talking about pizza, and that pizza you have there sure looks good.
It's the best. It's Broadway Pizza. How about you? Have some lately?
Think about it. When was the last time you heard a news story, read an article, or heard an advertisement promoting the latest advances in technology, like the internet, websites, and e-commerce? We're all being inundated with disinformation for good reason. Technology is changing our world. And as technology advances, so does the need for people who know how to manage that technology. That's why the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College have programs that teach you the basics of network technology and internet management to develop the skills needed to enter this fast-growing field. Call 651-229-3600 to find out more about the short-term hands-on training available for you to become a network support specialist or a network systems engineer. These Microsoft-authorized academic training programs will prepare you to become a Microsoft-certified professional or Microsoft-certified systems engineer. And what could be more convenient than their on-site testing centers? So call the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College now at 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. You don't have to think about it anymore.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone files. Sources close to Irish rockers U2 say it's unwise to circle September 9th on your calendar as the release date for the band's next single. Britain's New Music Express reports that even though several fan websites and other outlets have pegged a late summer date for the first single from U2's new album, as well as October 30th for the release of the full album, the band's camp calls the reports purely speculative. U2 is still working on the album, which will be its first studio effort since 1997's Top. The Zone Files, brought to you by US West, which is now Quest. The communications to change everything. And alternative classics, Zone 105.
Polyester. Gold medallions. Big collared shirts.
Big ol' afro wig. We at Zone 105 know you have these things buried somewhere in your closet.
Hey, this goes skew. There's an epitaph.
Well, you better dig them out. Because they're going to come in real handy when we send you to the American Music Festival in Virginia Beach, Virginia to see Casey and the Sunshine Band. Oh, yeah, and Cracker will be there, too. Just email Faxus and Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary McShee will pick a winner at random. It's the American Music Festival in Virginia Beach, Virginia, with Cracker and Casey and the Sunshine Band. From Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide, and alternative classics, Zone 105.
Loveline, I'm Adam Carolla, that is Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, and let's pop back on the phones, see what America's doing. Elizabeth.
Hi.
You're 16, what's up?
Okay, the problem is my boyfriend is far, far away right now, and I'm absolutely in love with this guy.
Where is he?
He's in England.
How old is he?
He's 18.
How long has he been?
He's 18 today, actually.
How long has he been gone?
He's been gone for 3 weeks.
All right.
What's he doing in England?
His parents are Air Force, so he moved over there with them.
For good?
He'll be back for college in the fall.
Okay.
But my problem is that I'm having some serious, like, commitment issues here. I'm driven by hormones. I have the functioning mind of a guy. I just, I think with my hormones here. But he's so far away, and I absolutely love this guy, and I want to spend forever with him. I mean, we've talked about this. We're both cool with, like, forever. We want our lives to be one from now on.
Yeah, everyone's cool with the concept of forever when they're 16.
The problem is the forever part.
Well, see, no, I want the same thing, but I just don't want right now.
That, Elizabeth?
Yes?
Honest enough. That's good. A perfectly healthy place to be.
Right, well, John?
Yeah, don't be ashamed of that. Just, that's right. That's where you are.
But should I still try and stay, like, friends with him? Because he's planning on coming and, like, staying with me during college.
This is
during college. Where's he coming to college?
Well, he's coming, like, right down, like, 5 hours away from me.
His
parents are in England, he has nowhere to go.
Where's he going to school?
Virginia Tech.
Yeah, but he's going to live on campus.
Five hours away, he might as well be back in England.
Yeah.
You're 17.
He's going to drive 5 hours every weekend to come stay with you.
Yeah, no, this is over. This is over. It's normal for your age, for life circumstance, to prevent these forever relationships from really being forever. And they shouldn't be forever. You're 16. You need to get to know who you are with other people, and that's fine. Maybe when you're both through college, you can reconnect or something.
All right.
Okay.
And when you're done being a young slut, then maybe you guys get back together.
Okay, thanks, Adam. That's really encouraging.
All right. Well,
you sound fine, Elizabeth.
Yes, right, you're young, you're healthy. You're in full effect.
All right, I love the show, guys.
Thank you very much.
And Adam, she did say that her dad was in Israel.
No, that one.
Right, well, that's yours.
Here
it is.
Where's your dad?
My dad's in Israel.
Sarah, what's your dad doing in Israel?
What's my dad doing in Israel?
Let's do that again.
She said Israel.
Yeah.
She ended with an M. I got to give her that, but she started with the is.
Here it is. Let's hear it again.
Where's your dad?
My dad's in Israel.
Sarah, what's your dad doing in Israel?
What's my dad doing in Israel?
I don't know why that's funny.
We heard it the second time. You can hear in his room.
If you say in his room, it'll be in his room. And if you say Israel, it'll sound Israel. No, it does sound more like in his room. But
First time I heard Israel.
You heard Israel, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
His room. Yeah. Well, listen, we have a show where people say, pow. So you never know. It's like doing the show, even though we're speaking to English-speaking people, you still have to do your best to kind of piece together the sentences.
Oh, yeah.
That's
America. It's America, baby.
Justin?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It is great to be on the phone with you guys. I've been trying to get a hold of you for like 2 weeks.
And let me say this, too, real quick, all you liberal types out there who want a billion different languages to be taught in every school. Listen, you crackpots, we can barely understand each other as it is. You don't want people to learn English in school? We've had people learning English already. It's not really working out.
Yeah.
You want them learning 150 other different languages? This place is going to be total chaos in a matter of years.
Yeah.
Please, how dare you? That drives me insane. Because somebody says, hey, we should teach English in schools, and some a-hole's got a problem with that. What the hell is that? What's wrong with everybody? And how come people can't just yell at these people and tell them to go back to the asshole they crawled out of, namely their own country?
Well, part of it is we come from this liberal tradition the last 30 years. I mean, you can say that because you had hippie parents. And you can see through all this.
Oh, it's total nonsense. Listen, everybody. Please, listen, you are here because your country is a dump. That's why you're here. So everyone close your eyes for 1 second. Let's see. You're here, and we're not there, okay? And you know why you're here and we're not there? Because here is much better than there. That's why you came here. Now, here's our plan. Not to turn here into you're there, because you're there is a dump. So please, let's not fight with that. And you guys shouldn't be complaining either, because then you're not going to have anywhere to go. Your country sucks. Now this country sucks. Where are you going? The moon? Please, we'll do the driving. It's as if you said, my house is dangerous. My house is a fire hazard. It's falling apart. Can I please come to your beautiful home? And then I come into your beautiful home and I go, okay, I got some changes I'd like to make.
It makes you feel uncomfortable.
Wait a minute. Remember your house? Your house is falling apart. Remember that? It's got rats and roaches. It's on fire half the time. That's your house. Don't worry. We'll handle our house. You should just go in the guest room and take a nap. That's what I'm going to say. And that's the platform I'm going to run on. Go to the guest room, take a nap. Thank you. Justin?
Hey, what's up?
So, Justin, what's going on?
Actually, I'd like to say, first of all, you guys do a great job. You guys really balance one another out. I've listened to you guys since I was probably 13 or 14, off and on through the years. You've helped me through a lot. I mean, just listen to some of the callers. My father died when I was 18. My sister was 10.
Oh, my God.
Actually, it's kind of funny. Dr. Drew sort of got me interested in the health profession, you know, the interest in human beings helping other people. I'm a paramedic in Maryland now.
Fabulous.
How'd your dad die?
He suffered from cancer for 4 years.
What kind of cancer?
Pardon?
What kind of cancer?
He started out with bladder cancer, and it turned...
How old was he?
He was 48 when he passed away.
With bladder cancer?
See, what happened was he was first diagnosed with bladder cancer when he retired. He was a police officer when he retired in 95.
That is so rare in that age. I mean, most bladder cancer is much, much older, man.
Yeah, and that was a surprising part. The first tumor was about the size of a dime. They missed a tumor the size of a quarter when they went in and did their minimally invasive surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
And he went to a specialist at Hopkins.
Yeah.
They didn't do radiation. They did chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And then they removed his bladder and did a new procedure where they actually made him
a bladder out of his,
part of his colon.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now I gotta pee. All right, hey, Justin, that's sad, but what's the question?
Okay, I've been going out with my girlfriend since I was 17. She was 15. Her stepbrother molested her from the time she was eight or nine till the time she was 11.
Wow.
Now, it's sort of a touchy subject. She still lives at home with her mother. Her mother sort of has mixed emotions about me because she was very young when she had kids,
yeah.
And we were very young when we met, and we've been close since then.
Where's stepdad now?
Stepbrother.
Stepbrother. He is.
Well,
actually, he lives.
I know. I just said stepdad because I figured he was going attached to the brother.
Huh. Okay. Well, he lives with her mother. He's actually a good guy. He's sort of a quiet guy,
sure.
But he's a good guy. The stepbrother, he lives with his mother.
All right. So he's not living in that house.
No, no. Fortunately, he got out of the situation not long after.
Why is he a good guy?
The stepdad.
No, the stepfather was a good guy. The stepbrother was not.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I brought that on myself by bringing the stepdad into this. So the point is, and how old was the stepbrother? How much older?
He was 15 when he started.
At nine.
6 years
older.
Nice.
All right, so what is the question exactly?
Okay, well, my question is should she, in fact, bring this point up with her mother?
No, she should bring it up with a therapist.
With a therapist?
Yeah.
That's what I try to tell, you know, I try to express upon her, you know, the same feelings that I have, that she really needs to figure it out for herself before she brings it up to her mother.
Well, what would her goal be in having her mother with this, except that she's pissed?
I think it's a lot of closure.
No.
Her and her mother have been close, but I think there's sort of been a gap between them because she's felt like she's sort of had to protect her mother from that. You know, she's grown up with her mother, you know, having to support two kids that she has too young and everything else. And you know, she doesn't want to have to confront her mother with this fact that, you know, when she was young.
Right. All right. Well, I don't think it's a big deal for her to bring it up to her mother, but she should then get some therapy.
I don't think it'll do much for her by bringing it to her mother.
No, it's not. But you're carrying around something. You're not telling somebody something, and then you're resenting the person for you not telling them something because you've concocted a situation in your mind where they're not going to be able to handle it or they would reject it.
Yeah.
So you end up resenting them, and then they're walking around, and they don't know why you're resenting them. They deserve to know.
Yeah, but the mom...
If you're gonna make it an issue.
That's true, but the mom has a certain amount of resistance to the truth, I'm sure, and that's what, you know, that's why it's not easy for her to lay it on her.
Yeah, well, mom must have a certain blind eye and a certain deaf ear, because how can your daughter be molested in your own house for 5 years and you not know about it?
I don't think it's going to be... It certainly is going to create closure, and it's not going to be very gratifying talking to mom about it. She's just pissed that mom let it happen.
Yeah.
And that's normal. That's
she
fine.
Should be.
Yeah,
dropping the ball. And brought it into the house. Charles? Oh, boy. Hey, and listen, all you screwballs out there. You bring a 14, 15, 16-year-old stepson into a house, and you got a daughter floating around there, expect some raping, some goosing, some molesting. Expect it. I'm going to give the kid $1 for every day he doesn't molest my kid if I get into that situation. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's you need a stronger word than expect.
Assume. Predict. It's going to happen. You take a 15-year-old male, especially guys, he's coming from a broken family.
Yep.
He's probably a little whacked out. You bring this 15-year-old male into a house and tell him to sleep in the same room or a wall away from your 10-year-old daughter or 11-year-old daughter, whoever it is, or 15-year-old daughter, whatever it is, expect something's going to happen.
So it's happening. I think that's it.
It happens constantly. And I don't know why, because people think, you know, the kids are like, hey, you got married. I ain't married.
Yeah.
I mean, this chick is now my sister.
I saw
her at the wedding.
Yeah, she was at my class.
She looks hot. Yeah. I mean, no way. And I don't think you're going to talk anybody out of that at 15.
Well, the presumption
now, hopefully they're not going to go down to a 9-year-old, but I'm more so talking about if you got a 13, 14-year-old girl in that situation.
Oof.
All right. Tiffany?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah.
Your ex-boyfriend wants you back.
Yeah.
But only for sex.
Yeah.
All righty. Sounds like a fair trade.
Oh.
He's up front, though. You got to give him that.
How old is he?
Well, he never really said that, though.
How old is he?
17.
Mm.
He didn't say sex. He said for some of that.
Well, like, because we fooled around when we were together, and now, like, he called me and, like, I'll go to his house and stuff, and that's all he wants to do, and he won't call me to talk to me and stuff.
Welcome to the United States and the planet Earth.
It's the introduction to the Y chromosome.
Yes. Enjoy. So just break up. You know what he wants. You know what he's about. Don't go over there anymore.
Because he's having sex with you doesn't mean he gives a damn.
Yeah.
It's so hard for women to accept that. Well, they can't. Help them, please. When I say it, it seems to fall on deaf ears.
We have guys humping two pillows. And his girlfriend. You know what I mean? 17-year-old guys especially.
17 to like 19, 20.
Oh,
forget
30.
It.
I mean...
Yeah, 24, yeah.
Yeah. Believe him. He wants sex. He'll keep that going with everyone he's ever been with. Every guy will.
Yeah.
You got to cut it off. You have to be the strong ones, ladies, except for with me. So we'll take a little break, and we'll be back after this.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191.
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
How was school today, Rebecca?
We learned what the Earth was like a long time ago, way back in the 1990s.
Oh.
Grandpa, did you ever taste water?
Oh, my, no. By the time I was a boy, water, if you could find it, was pretty much unfit to drink. But I hear tell, long ago, children used to make lemonade with actual tap water and drink it on hot sunny days.
Really?
Yeah, and sometimes they'd fill balloons with water and toss them at each other and laugh and run through the sprinkler singing and carrying on. And then after a day of playing, the folks would put them in a tub, fill it with water and bubbles and scrub them till they were squeaky clean.
Wow. Why didn't people try to save the water?
Well, I guess they didn't think one person could make a difference.
Thousands of Americans make a difference every day. For example, over 900 million tons of untreated sewage is no longer discharged into our nation's waters. A message from ECHO, the Earth Communications Office.
Okay, class. This part of the museum is known as the Hall of Trees. Large plants that once covered much of the earth. This is a full-scale model of a maple tree.
What are those green things?
Those were called leaves. They took in sunlight, nourished the tree, expelled oxygen, creating air for people to breathe.
People didn't breathe out of air tanks?
No, then the air was everywhere. The sky was blue, even the ocean was blue.
The ocean was blue?
And filled with fish.
The fish.
When you protect the earth, you protect your health and that of your children. We're making progress. There has been a significant improvement. 20 years ago, air pollution in Los Angeles exceeded health standards on 4 out of every 5 days. But we still have a long way to go.
Here's the Hall of Weather. Press that button and you'll hear a rainfall.
Why do you need rain?
Without rain, a flower couldn't grow.
What's a flower?
One person can make a difference. A message from ECHO, the Earth Communications Office.
Personally, I'm so sick of hearing about the environment.
I know. What's everyone so worried about?
51 million Americans live in areas where the air is officially classified as unhealthy to breathe.
It's a big world, and it's been here a long time.
Yeah, we're talking years and years and years.
The Center for Disease Control says that 94,000 people get sick every year from contaminated water. 900 of those people die.
It's all in their heads.
It's media hype.
The average American dumps at least 20 pounds of household toxins down the drain every year, most of which ends up in the drinking water supply.
Personally, I drink tap water. I mean, it's not like we're in Bangladesh.
Personally, I feel fine. I mean, I ask you, seriously, who's really getting hurt here?
5.8 million children died last year as a result of unsafe drinking water.
Not me, or my kids, right, Billy? Billy? Where are you?
Can one person make a difference? Today, 66% of our rivers and lakes are safe for fishing and swimming. A third more than in 1970. One person can make a difference. A message from ECHO, the Earth Communications Office.
And now, Vince and Larry, the crash test dummies with a lullaby.
Crumple, crumple, little car, when you crash, it's au revoir.
If on dumb luck you rely, through the windshield they will fly.
Keep your children off the streets.
Put your kids in safety seats.
Crumple, crumple, little car, don't be dummies like we are.
Gee, Vince, I'm kind of sleepy now.
Okay, Larry, just crash anywhere.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids' safety belts. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Oh, come on. Have a drink.
No, thanks.
Just one little drink.
I don't want to.
Chicken. Everyone else is.
I said no.
What a nerd. One little drink won't kill you.
You've heard it all before. Be cool. Join the crowd. Have a drink, even though you're not 21.
Let's go. She's no fun.
Make the right choice. Don't give in. Underage drinking is dumb and dangerous.
Look out!
A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Check out Zone Deals at Zone105.com, the newest section on our station's website. It's loaded with information on unique products, services, and discount coupons. Here are a few of the listings you'll find in Zone Deals. With 10 incredible clubs, 24-hour availability, no long-term contract, and a money-back guarantee, Lifetime Fitness can help you learn to love life. Call 612-947-9000 or visit LifetimeFitness.com. For the hottest home theater, it's Great Plains Audio. For a single component or a complete home system, visit Great Plains Audio, 394 Hawkins Crossroad. Any idea what your future holds? NEI College of Technology is the answer. Call NEI now at 612-781-4881 to hear about day and evening classes for fall quarter. Check out Rockabilia.com. It's your online store for tour merchandise, including Ozfest, Warp, Clam Bake, and more. Rockabilia.com. So check it out. Zone deals at Zone105.com.
If one store had almost every conceivable design option, would you buy your engagement ring there? I'm Doug Spence, inviting you to visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or our engagement ring superstore in Bloomington. Our business is diamonds, nothing else. That's why Spence Diamonds offers the greatest variety of engagement and wedding ring designs in the state. Several thousand styles. And we'll custom make your ring. You'll choose the size and grade of your diamond, the carat and color of gold or platinum. At Spence Diamonds, our massive selection and in-house manufacturing means we'll create the engagement ring of her dreams at the price of your dreams. If you're tired of the same old styles you see at the mall stores, visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington for unbeatable prices and unlimited engagement ring possibilities.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
This is Brian Oak. You and I both know education is important. That's why we're talking to Lisa, a recent college graduate, about her experience at Metropolitan State University. Lisa, welcome.
Hi, Brian.
Lisa, why did you choose Metro State?
Well, I needed to work full-time while I finished my degree, and Metro State had the classes that worked with my schedule. Plus, tuition didn't wipe out my take-home.
So the classes were affordable and flexible.
Totally.
But what about class size?
It was great. Most of my classes had less than 20 students.
Is Metro State in downtown Minneapolis?
There's a campus in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
All right, Lisa, what's the real story on Metro State? I mean, what are the students like?
They're really diverse. That's what I liked about it. People are there to earn their degree, not goof off. Most people work, and the instructors know that. They even appreciate your real-world experience.
Wow. I wish someone would appreciate my real-world experience. So who do you call for more info?
Just call Metropolitan State University at 651-772-7600.
Stop by Metro State's open house for the Minneapolis campus August 2nd, and in St. Paul August 3rd.
Hello?
Billy.
Hey, what are you up to, dude?
Been playing Electron Avenger, dude.
Cool.
Electron Avenger, nonstop, 3 days straight.
Whoa, how far'd you get, bro?
All the way.
You mean...
Yeah, I got sucked into the screen.
Whoa, so like, where are you?
I'm inside.
You mean like you left your body?
Uh-huh.
So you're like...
I'm virtual, dude.
Totally cyber?
I'm a vibration.
This is deep.
I'm everywhere at all times. I'm in your nervous system. Billy, I am your pulse.
Wow. So, like, when did this happen?
This morning, after breakfast.
Breakfast? You don't do breakfast.
Yeah, I've been eating this Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch.
Nah, you never eat breakfast.
Yeah, man, Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch, it's pretty good.
But that's, like, impossible.
You'd better believe it. Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch cereal. Tastes so good, it's bringing everyone back to breakfast. Breakfast is back.
I'm Tom Shane, and if you're a guy looking for a gift idea or a lady in need of the color red for your jewelry wardrobe, the Shane Company has a great new ruby and diamond ensemble to offer. Our pendant at $575 has six diamonds and a beautiful ruby. We also have matching earrings at $1,100. Both are ideal for dress, yet can be worn daily as well. The style is modern yet timeless. Each ruby is a perfect shade of red. I picked the rubies for this pendant and earring ensemble out personally on my recent buying trip in Bangkok. By importing these stones ourselves, only the Shane Company has this beautiful red color in its rubies. If you compare ours with any other fine jeweler's rubies, you will see the difference.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Genghis Formalwear presents Summer Sizzle. Enjoy your summer, but if you're planning a wedding, be sure to see the staff at Genghis Formalwear for just the right protection. Genghis is pleased to introduce Genghis SPF 20. specially priced formal wear at $20 savings. Get the most of your summer and realize big savings on the men's formal wear for your wedding. Register your wedding party of six or more by July 30th at Genghis and receive $20 off each of the tuxedo rentals, a free tuxedo rental for the groom, 100 free custom printed wedding invitations, and 15% off the balance of your wedding stationery needs. Select from the latest styles from America's leading designers, including Ralph Lauren, Perry Ellis, and Claiborne 2.0. Choose the perfect compliment for your wedding from hundreds of different accessories. Plan the perfect wedding with the staff at Genghis Formal Wear and let us take care of the details. Enjoy the summer sizzle and get the perfection you deserve with Genghis's SPF 20, specially priced formal wear at $20 savings. But act fast, this offer available only through July 30th and only at your Twin Cities Genghis Formal Wear stores.
As you sit in your parents' basement after graduation, trying to decide which side of the laundry room the Black Sabbath poster should go, try this simple test. Open the door and listen. Is that the sound of prospective employers lined up outside, job opportunities in hand, waiting to talk to you? Maybe that was the wrong door. Try the other one.
Hello?
You must not have gone to Dunwoody Institute, where graduates of our 16 exciting programs in areas like machine tool and die, auto service, and automation technology are able to choose from an average of 6 job opportunities each after graduation. Call Dunwoody Institute today at 612-374-5800.
If you're interested in learning about printing and graphics production, you should visit Dunwoody's one-of-a-kind training facility at the Printing Open House July 26th. Contact Tracy today at 612-374-5800 for details.
When someone makes you an offer, either you want it and take it, or don't want it and don't take it. Of course, there are those you want and don't take, and those you don't want but take anyway. Then who could forget the offers you never wanted, said no to a million times, but they give it to you anyway. As for me, I stick to the ones I want and need. Like this one from Xerox.
Now get a Xerox Document Center 332 digital copier, including everything. Lease, service, supplies, and 10,000 copies for only $349 a month. Just call 1-800-ASK-XEROX.
Everything you need for one low price. That's my kind of offer.
The Document Center copies 32 pages per minute, is networkable, easily upgrades to print, scan, and fax, and comes with a Xerox Total Satisfaction Guarantee. Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX for the Document Center right for you.
With Xerox, you get everything. Also known as the outbeat, kicking myself if I don't call offer.
Based on 60-month lease, see restrictions at Xerox.com/DOC.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 brings you summer movies and music in Loren Park. A series of free concerts and movie screenings. Summer movies and music takes place Monday evenings, July 10th through August 7th. Concert starts at 7 p.m. on the soundstage, and the movie follows at dusk. For more details or scheduled information, keep tuned to Zone 105 and check out our website at zone105.com. Summer movies and music in the park. From City Pages, Old Navy, and Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Big?
No.
Yeah. Here. It's the Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Cari Wuerr, crazy Cari Wuerr, is going to be in here tomorrow night. Thank you.
Ow!
Cari's an actress that people don't know by name that well. I mean, I don't mean that as a slight to her, but not everyone knows Cari Wuerr's name. But if you saw her, you'd go, oh, yeah, she's that cute chick who was in those 100
Anaconda.
Right, right. And however many other projects in that movie.
She's something else today. But you know what thing about Cari? She looks different every single time.
Yes.
She's a good actress. She looks different.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I have an ever-changing look. Sometimes my hair is brillowy, and then sometimes it's extra brillowy. Thank you. I saw Cari on and David Allen Greer, but not on the same show, but just a couple days apart. Have you guys been noticing all these beach shows where celebrities are running around trying to? They're at Sandals Resort in Jamaica, and they're having a jet ski race or something. There's all these things going on. She was hosting some whatever, and now that I know how it works, which is these places say, hey, listen, we'll fly you and whoever, boyfriend, husband, friend, neighbor, We'll fly you down to Jamaica.
Yeah.
You'll stay at the Sandals Resort. Everything will be paid. You'll stay there for an entire week, and all we need is 2 days of you doing a little half day filming stuff. And everyone just goes, "Hey, sounds cool." And they go down and do it, and then they have, I guess the producers cut a deal with these resorts or whatever, and now they have a show that they didn't have to really pay anybody for.
Yeah.
And the resort has a commercial for the resort, and everyone's happy. Meanwhile, I get to see David Alan Greer on a jet ski.
So I just saw him in Rocking Bullwinkle the weekend.
How was that Rocking Bullwinkle? Bad?
Not bad.
Not good.
Missed some opportunities. You know, I mean, there's so much. There's a couple of really clever things where I laughed out loud. I thought, God, if it only been a lot of that.
How,
you know what I mean?
So you're saying you laughed and you said, if only there was a lot more of those parts where I laughed in the movie.
But the rest
Let me write that down,
bad.
But I may make a movie.
Well, because there was tons
that.
Of opportunity for clever stuff, but it just was sort of not taken
away. And how was David Alan Greer?
He was his usual self.
Which is good.
Which is good.
Yeah. And how did they get a guy like De Niro in that movie? How did
that
work?
Everybody in Hollywood did a cameo in that film.
Yeah, how does it work? You know how it works? Here's how it works. I thought
about friend's
this.
The producer.
Anderson, you may want to listen up here, because I know you're in a movie.
Friend's the producer.
Okay, Drew?
No.
I need to shut up. Here's how this works. De Niro, I suspect De Niro's a little insane. I really do. I think he's nuts. And I think the reason he doesn't do any of these talk shows, you know, Leno or Letterman and all that kind of stuff, the reason he rarely does any of this is because he's insane. Not because he's just some sort of reclusive genius. I think he's nuts.
And
here's what here's how it works.
I'm so scared. Oh!
I think the way it works is this. I think somebody says, we got a film. We should take the budget for the money that we're going to pay the actors and some of the special effects and everything. We'll give it all to De Niro. We'll give De Niro like $15 million bucks, and we'll tell him it's only going to be like 6 days' work. So we'll give all this money to De Niro. Okay, good. Now we got De Niro signed on. Now De Niro signed on. All we got to do is we'll go to every other lesser celebrity, and everyone's a lesser celebrity than De Niro, and we'll go, hey, David Alan Greer, you want to do Rocking Bullwinkle? Please, kiss my black ass. De Niro's doing it. Ooh.
No,
where do I sign?
No, you'll be working with De Niro?
You'll be working with De Niro.
Yeah.
And then they just go from one celebrity to the next going, De Niro's on board. Now, seriously, if you're an actor and there's a project and it's Rocky and Bullwinkle or whatever, and you're like, geez, I don't know, we'll call you. And they go, De Niro's doing it. Well, now you're all ears. So you're smart. You get De Niro first, and then you get a whole bunch of other celebs to do cameos because De Niro did it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think that must be how it
works. Do you think all great actors are insane?
I think all actors that play
insane people
are insane and therefore not great actors, just people that are out who should be institutionalized. That's my feeling. Why is it sort of magically that all these guys that are nuts in movies turn out to be nuts?
Have you seen Being with John Malkovich?
Yeah, like I know John Malkovich has to be nuts. He's got to be nuts because he plays nuts in everything. But he's a great actor. I got to give him. I got to give that. And De Niro's a great
actor. He plays sort of interesting more than nuts.
Oh, listen, anyone who saw Raging Bull has to know that De Niro has been one of the greatest movies of all time. Daniel.
Hey, what's up?
You're 13.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say, Dr. Drew Adam, you guys are the best.
Thank you.
All right. And I wanted to say I have some problems on my penis. I got some. It's really like dry and itchy and it stings a lot and it's been bleeding lately.
The skin?
Yeah.
Do you have other rashes anywhere else?
I guess a little bit around the waist and under the armpits.
Okay. You know, how do you have this?
First, I was going to say he's whacking off with aqua velvet again, but no?
No.
Under the arms?
Well, I'll tell you what, that distribution, anything around your ankles?
No.
Scabies.
Scabies, yeah. Yeah.
I could be a doctor.
Yeah. And you worry about scabies. How long you had this for?
Well, the penis thing I've had for like maybe a couple weeks.
How about the other rash?
Well, I've been off and on under the other places and the other places.
Okay. You need to see a dermatologist or at least a regular doctor about this because you might get some over-the-counter cortisone cream and start with that. But this could be scary.
They have a super high octane brand that has a whole whopping 1% now that you can buy.
We got you. Yeah, 1%.
Over the counter. And let me tell you, that's impressive.
And you get 2.5% in your prescription.
That's really impressive. There's nothing better than going and buying some cortisone with the big lettering on the front. Now, 1% strength.
Yeah.
Put the 1% behind anything. Not real impressive. Not impressive. Even if it only went up to 4%,
well, now, wait
still
a minute.
Not impressive.
Your logic doesn't hold. Because
1%.
Because the 1%. Stronger cortisone creams, the fluocinolone, that kind of stuff, is a 25/1,000%. The really strong stuff.
So you're saying the lower the percentage, the better?
I'm just saying the stuff that's prescription is fractions of percentages because they're so potent.
Yeah, but 1% cortisone.
0.025%. 0.001.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, including
whatever.
You at this point.
The 1%?
The hydrocortisone.
Is relative, really, just to what the potency of whatever it is you're talking about. The
prescription, it's not 1% hydrocortisone?
It's 1% hydrocortisone.
Right.
Okay. But
that's stuff, not impressive.
The stuff you buy that you get prescription is 0.001% of something stronger.
Okay. But if it was hydrocortisone, it'd be 2.5.
Yes.
Okay, 1,000%. Please quiet down now. Star?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yeah.
The only way you can fall asleep is to masturbate?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes?
It's not always.
Okay. Please. Is that a question? Sometimes the only. And by the way, that's not a correct sentence, is it? Sometimes the only way I can fall asleep?
No. Couldn't fit. Not that clear.
Thank you. All right.
We're breaking early.
Go ahead and answer me.
You need set to go. What's going on? You have to pee or something?
No, I don't. You're right. Charles.
Hello.
You're 28. Just found out your girlfriend is really only 15.
Let's take a break. You're gone already.
Let's take a break. Charles. Thank God we dedicated the last hour to your microgram.
Hey, as an hour before that was De Niro's nuttiness. Come on.
Okay, but that was provocative off radio.
How dare you refer to a genius like that as nuts?
Listen, you don't know how to sell the how dare you. I'm going to do it one more time, and you're going to have to take notes, right?
How dare you?
It's good to gasp a little. And let me explain, everybody. How dare you do twice. The first one is a caught off guard. You're still processing the information, how dare you. And the second one comes when the anger has built, and you've really been able to sort of digest the insult that has been put forth to you.
And by the way, please don't think Adam is just doing this on the radio. We have to listen to How Dare You all day long.
All day at the office, yeah. So here's how it goes. So the first How Dare You is a sort of, like I said, I'm still processing the information, and the second one is just outrage. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you? You see? So it's good to go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Back in a minute.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
These are the sounds of today's kids. And these are the voices of today's kids.
Don't underestimate me. I can work harder in school.
Give me a problem that's hard to solve.
Give me tougher work. Give me tougher books. When I solve a tough problem, I'm on top of the world. Stars, don't be. 74% of kids say school should only pass them to the next grade when they've learned what's expected of them. I'm not afraid to fail.
If I make a mistake, I'll do better next time.
75% of kids say they'd study harder if their school gave them tougher tests. The fact is, almost all kids want to be challenged in school. So listen to the voices of kids today.
Challenge me.
Challenge me. Challenge me. Do your part. Support higher academic achievement in your state. And challenge our schools to challenge our kids. For a free booklet, call 1-800-38-BE-SMART. A message from the Ad Council and the Education Excellence Partnership.
Taking all that work home?
No, this is my own stuff. I've got a date with a financial planner.
You're only 25. Why are you planning for retirement already?
Hey, I want to be able to choose when I retire and know that I'll be financially secure when I do.
I've heard lots of people call themselves financial planners, but aren't they really trying to get you to invest in their favorite funds? Like, they're selling size 20 shoes so everyone gets a hello, Bigfoot.
Half this stuff is my bank statements, company insurance policies, tax returns, The planner's going to know a lot about me before recommending anything. The rest is background information I've collected on her and two other planners. If she passes tonight's round, she gets my papers.
Securing your financial future is important. You have a right to expect financial advice that's competent, ethical, and based on your needs. To verify that a planner is certified, call toll-free 888-CFP-MARK. A public service of the Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards.
May have happened to you. You may have heard the roar of the rumble strips, the blast of car and truck horn, and the heart-pounding fear of a near miss. Avoid all the dangerous crash action that comes with falling asleep at the wheel. Experience the amazing power nap. You've never seen power like this before. The power nap. Find out what the professional drivers have been doing for years. The power nap gives you the energy you need for the road ahead, and it's free. Whether you're driving to the shore with your family, to another city to meet a client, to school across the state, or anywhere there's action. The power nap is your ticket to revitalization. Experience the power nap at a rest stop near you. Just pull in, find a safe, well-lighted spot to park, turn off the key, and close your eyes. In just 20 to 30 minutes, you'll have the energy you need to drive safely for miles. So don't push it. Park it. And feel the power of the power. Now. A wake-up call to all drivers from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the American Trucking Association.
It's nearly 6 a.m., and we're at a rest stop talking to travelers. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of circadian rhythms?
It's like a Latin band, right?
Not quite. Do you know what circadian rhythms are?
It's when the stars all align and your energy...
No. How about you, sir?
Huh?
Circadian rhythms.
Ugh.
Exactly. Circadian rhythms tell your body when it should be sleeping as well as when it should be awake.
Huh?
Circadian rhythms are part of our body's internal controls, a kind of built-in clock that tells us when to wake up and to go to sleep each day. Imagine the danger that comes when we try to drive when our body thinks we should be sleeping, especially at night, early morning, and for many people, mid-afternoon. You really should try to avoid driving during your body's downtime. If you have to drive when you'd normally be sleeping and you find yourself getting drowsy, stop for a refreshing 20 to 30 minute nap. Now what would you say when I say circadian rhythm?
I'd say, don't push it, park it.
Right.
A wake-up call from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the American Trucking Association.
Oh, come on, have a drink.
No, thanks.
Just one little drink.
I don't want to.
Chicken, everyone else is.
I said no.
What a nerd. One little drink won't kill you.
You've heard it all before. Be cool, join the crowd, have a drink, even though you're not 21.
Let's go, she's no fun.
Make the right choice, don't give in. Underage drinking is dumb and dangerous.
Look out!
A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You may remember her as Ellen in the show Ellen. Now, after 5 years, she's back to shake up the universe one more time.
It's just a comedy special.
Don't miss this historic event of epic proportions.
Did she just talk in a normal voice?
The HBO comedy special, Ellen DeGeneres, The Beginning, premieres Sunday, July 23rd at 10 p.m., 9 Central. Don't miss it, or you could die.
Oh, my God.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men, men 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
What do you got there?
Broadway pizza.
Smells great. I haven't had Broadway pizza since I moved out of Northeast Minneapolis. Has it changed?
No way. Broadway pizza has been making the Twin Cities' most delicious pizza for 50 years.
Weird.
What?
For a sec there, you sounded like a commercial.
That was nothing. Check this out. Broadway Pizza makes pizza with only fresh ingredients, homemade crust, premium toppings, and a rich tomato sauce that simmers for hours. I've been enjoying Broadway Pizza for years, and now that there are neighborhoods all over the metro, I can have it anytime I want it.
That was impressive. Is there a Broadway Pizza near me?
Oh, yeah. Robbinsdale, St. Anthony, New Brighton, Shoreview, Apple Valley, Coon Rapids, and Richfield, just to name a few. So next time I ask if you've had some lately, you have no excuse.
As long as we're talking about pizza, and that pizza you have there sure looks good.
It's the best. It's Broadway Pizza. How about you? Have some lately?
Well, it doesn't take any great vision to see what is the hottest business and communications opportunity today. A new frontier of commerce has arrived in great force. The Internet. Already, many industries are retooling at a frantic pace to allow their customers a more efficient method of making purchases. As is often the case, technological advances have created a shortage of people who know how to utilize the Internet. There exist excellent employment opportunities for individuals who understand the three elements of e-commerce: creativity, administration, and marketing. A local school, the Minnesota School of Computer Imaging, a division of Minnesota School of Business and Globe College, is now offering a new educational program, e-commerce design, to empower individuals with the knowledge of website development, administration, and e-marketing. If you'd like information about this new e-commerce design program, call 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Or check out their website at msbcollege.com and enter the new frontier.
Gee, you know, I don't know, Rob.
Russ.
Right. Russ. Russ, Rusty Russ.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you're not too bright.
No.
Yeah, you've got a totally demeaning job with no possibility of advancement.
That's true.
And, well, you're at least 50 pounds overweight.
Oh, at least.
Still, I mean, I find myself attracted to you for reasons I can't quite put my finger on.
With 112-point inspection, a two-year, 24,000-mile limited warranty, and 2 years of 24-hour roadside assistance, a certified pre-owned Volkswagen still has less certain je ne sais quoi.
Hey, I know. Could it be my flaming skull tattoo?
No, Rob.
Rust.
Roadside assistance provided by AAA and affiliated across the United States. See deal for details. Visit your local Volkswagen dealer today.
It's 12 o'clock. On the sweep second hand of a giant clock, the clock is now running. Just as it has every day since the day you were born. In a moment, your body will be horizontal. This is your life. Minutes to hours. Hours to days. Are you happy? Apart from the clock thing, of course. How's your job? How's your education? Finally, is it tough to think when you're upside down? The answers to these questions and more are at Anoka Hennepin Technical College. Want a better job? Want to keep learning, keep growing? Anoka Hennepin Technical College has lots of courses, each designed with one thing in mind: to get you where you want to be, which about now is straight up and down. Anoka Hennepin Technical College. Attend career night July 20th. Call 612-576-4700.
Yes, kids, it's the continuing adventures of Roofer Man. Faster than a speeding nail gun, more powerful than a big insurance company, able to roof a three-story A-frame in a single week. It's a dark and stormy night in Minneapolis as Dick and Jane settle in for a good night's rest.
Jane, what is that?
It's a drip, Dick. We have a leaky roof. We better get the landlord on the phone, Dick.
This sounds like a job for Roofer Man.
I am Roofer Man, 9905258. Hello, good people. I'm Roofer Man. I can replace this roof.
But Roofer Man, our landlord says insurance won't cover this.
Sure enough, dealing with insurance companies is my specialty. Just stand back and let the Roofer Man do his work.
You were amazing, Roofer Man. Our landlord is happy because you didn't make him pay until the job was complete. And we're happy because you were fast and neat. Thanks, Roofer Man.
Think nothing of it, my good woman. It's all in a day's work for the Roofer Man. 9905258.
Devani's, the Twin Cities' most progressive group of restaurants, is now hiring both full and part-time in-store and delivery positions. And I know, everybody's hiring. You can get a restaurant or delivery job anywhere, but you can't get Devani's flexibility just anywhere.
Whether it's 8, 10, 12 hours a week or whatever, I'm able to pick up hours around my class schedule. Devani's is very cool about that because they're an education-first employer.
And when Devani's talks about a great work environment, they mean it.
It's great working at Devani's. I was all worked up about taking a second job for a little extra cash, but Devani's supports that. And a lot of people there do the same thing, so it kind of creates camaraderie.
So whether you're thinking about a little extra money or just need to pick up a part-time job to go along with school, Devani's will work for you. To find out more, stop into any one of the 17 Twin Cities Devani locations or apply online at Devani's.com.
Time now for the Weekly Planner, brought to you by Priceline.com. Brothers is the hottest bar in the Warehouse District. Happy hour is from 4 to 7, and everything is 2 for 1. Even on event nights, Brothers, 431st Avenue, always the best specials, always the most fun guaranteed. Who's the best bartender in town? It's Shelly Miller. Join her every Friday from 9 to 10 at Spikers and Fridley. She'll be pouring your favorite refreshments and giving away prizes. Email Factor. Send a postcard to this station to win free Spiker bucks to spend with Shelly Friday. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for details.
I'm Brian Oak.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
And you got to get up pretty early in the morning to fool Mary Lucia, and I mean that literally.
Don't even go there, Brian.
That's right. Each morning it's go time. David Letterman, he's our go-to guy.
And you know, Brian, whether we're hard at work or hardly working.
Yeah, it's a measure twice, cut once kind of radio experience every morning on Zone 105.
Sometimes we mess with the bull and we get the horn. Ouch.
Does that work?
No.
With the most music in the morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yes, I got to get a drum kit just so I can do that thing on the cymbal, you know? No, not this part. I couldn't do that.
You couldn't do the first part either, this way.
I feel I have the makings of a great drummer.
And guitar player. I've seen you play air guitar.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what I could have done. Well, every time. Well, next time John Popper comes in here, I'm going to bring my drum kit in. All right. What'd you do there, Drew?
Nothing.
All righty. It's Loveline. Oh, yeah. It's a little blues traveler. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Kari Wehr from Remote Control, fresh off her hot series Remote Control on MTV. Tomorrow night. Hopefully I'm going to pick her up because she lives down the street from me. And I think I just roll down the hill, honk the horn, and go get her. Charles?
Oh, yeah, this is Charles.
That's right. You're 28. You just found out your girlfriend was 15?
Yeah.
How old did you think she was?
She told me 14. She was 18 when I met her.
Mm-hmm. Still a pretty good age spread there, isn't there, Charles? 18 and 28?
Yeah.
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 Charles, you're pretty desperate, huh?
Well, no, I mean, I was in Korea when I met her. It was a vacation.
I see. Hey, remember last night I was talking about how all Koreans are mean?
Oh, no, she's not Korean, she's Russian.
I know. Ooh, okay. There's a mean culture, too. But do you find that the Koreans are mean?
Not mean, but their culture is different.
Yeah, whereas they yell at people and shoot them.
They just don't smile that much.
Yeah, they're not a happy people.
What was the biggest culture you got last night?
Actually, I was trying to think. Who do you think? I still think Iranian are the meanest. Those are the meanest people.
No.
Yeah, they're not.
You know, that's just the media images of them.
Oh, no, I've dealt with a few of them.
I think something about your neighbor and wanting to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, like Iranians, like,
what?
You know, you get caught for adultery and they bear you out in the street and run over your head with a jeep and stuff like that.
Your neighbor wanted to kill you?
What's that?
Well, you know, you're wrong.
Oh, my neighbor, yeah. Well, I think she was Israeli.
North Korea.
I didn't hear about this story.
Wait, you talking about my pain-in-the-ass neighbor?
Oh, the woman with the son?
Yeah, I don't know what she was. The whole Middle East, a bunch of pissed-off people over there. Why shouldn't there be no water, sun, and a bunch of ugly broads running around?
What was it the Minka told you that night?
Minka?
Yeah.
Number one, Oriental Big Boob Queen. That's right. And then she said,
Everyone loved me because I have big breasts and I'm skinny. My plastic surgeon tell me I have thick skin. That's why I can have big boob. Thickest skin he ever seen.
Really?
Yes, he said I have very thick skin. He said most Korean broad skin, 10 mil. Mine, 25 mil thick. That's how they measure skin in Korea.
It's great. Hey, Charles?
Yeah.
All right, so people in Korea don't smile too much.
No.
Well, what do they got to smile about, if you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, the North Korea wants to take them over.
Right. Never since Minka left, the country's been in mourning. All right, so you found out your girlfriend was... What were you over there, in the service?
No, I was vacationing. I'm a writer, freelance writer.
I see. What do you write for?
Travel journals.
Oh,
I see.
Okay.
Hey, would you agree with me when I say that most writers are whack jobs?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
They're screwed up people. Right? Writers? Yeah.
What?
They're amongst the most screwed up people.
Kind of
really? Any kind.
The journalist. He's a journalist.
Well, travel journals, maybe not, but you know, creative writing.
Oh,
I consider creative.
Yeah, definitely creative writing.
So,
what's artist? Creative writers.
What do you do? Like, soul on $25 a day?
No, just like the art of different countries, and I just was getting soul.
Okay. So, the point is you guys have a 15-year-old white chick, right?
Yeah.
And you're 28.
From Minsk.
And you should know better, right?
Yeah.
And how'd you find out she was 15?
She told me after we stayed 3 days together.
Okay.
And I met her parents. Her parents didn't even tell me how old her daughter was.
Okay. Well, you got to break up.
Okay.
I know you're disappointed, but...
Yeah, I mean, she's a really nice person.
She's a great girl. Yeah, she's a great girl. Girl. Little girl. She's a great little... Great. She'll make a fine 10th grader next year. Okay? I'll tell you, when she gets in that 10th grade, she's really going to blossom. All right, Charles?
What if I kept in contact and then, you know, maybe 5 years down the road?
Hold on a second.
You sicken me.
Remember what I was talking about with writers?
Mm.
They're all whack jobs. And think, historically, think about some of these writers.
Dylan Thomas, Hemingway.
All pieces of work. All of them. Think about them. Charles, come on, buddy. He's 28. Down the road when you're 31 and she's 17 and a half? That down the road? Or how far down the road are we going? And listen.
I don't know, you know, you just...
Okay, but listen, Charles, what's up that you can't get chicks?
Yeah, I get plenty of them, actually.
All right, good.
She's just a nice person, you know, and
I've
had great days with her.
I know, but really, I mean, here's what I'm going to say. You can't meet quality women, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you're one decent date away from a quality 23-year-old chick. You really are. And there's got to be a part of you that's semi-desperate. And listen to me, y'all. People always do that. They get real individual about stuff. She's a dynamite 15-year-old.
Yeah.
You don't know this 15-year-old?
Yeah. Yeah, 15.
She just got her braces off. She looks hot.
Yeah.
She's going for her learner's permit next year. It's going to be great. She gets her own wheel. Her dad doesn't have to drop her off to my apartment so I can bang the bejesus out of her for 3 days and three nights. Listen, everybody. The day some decent-looking 25-year-old with a job and her head screwed on half straight comes into your life, you're done with this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
all these guys that are madly in love, think about it. You can't get anything else. That's what you should focus on. Not clinging on to the one you're not supposed to have with two hands, but figuring out why it is you can't get anybody else. That's what you got to focus on. John?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do acid a lot, like almost every day.
Wow.
And
every day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like at school and stuff, during sixth period, I drop a couple.
Jeez. A couple?
Yeah.
Wow.
About five.
No, you don't do five.
Well, I've been selling it, so my tolerance has been going up.
Yeah, he's right. The tolerance will go up. You do it every day.
What?
Yeah.
That's
what kind of buzz do you get after five tabs?
I don't know. I trip hard and just can't go to sleep. And I was just wondering what the effect on it will be.
No negative effect. You'll be fine.
Sean, what do you think?
Well, you'll be able to sell drugs for almost the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Even he'll lose capacity for that. He keeps going at this pace.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another thing, last night the chick called in and said that she gets a gram for $100 of Coke.
Yeah.
I get a 8-ball, which is 3.5 for $80, so.
Yeah, I know. I was outraged.
Yeah.
John,
make money off of her.
John, the acid will damage your brain. It already has.
Yeah, he already sounds like Victor Hugo. Who's the guy who, I'm trying to think of who the guy who played the hunchback.
Yeah, Quasimodo.
Yeah. Victor Hugo? Look that up, Anderson.
Boris, no.
Yeah, he already's got a, like, he already sounds like the sidekick to a mad professor.
Right, yeah. Igor.
There he goes. Hey, John.
Yeah.
John, really, you're screwing. Oh boy, stop taking acid.
Okay.
Please, buddy, you're destroying yourself.
What about like to go to sleep? Because I can't go to sleep after.
You should consult. Really, you need to consult with a doctor because what you've done to yourself will have long-term effects.
Like what?
Well, mostly mood problems. That's going to be the big issue. It's going to be extremely difficult to.
Okay.
You're going to have a lot of panic attacks.
Where are your parents?
My dad kicked me out of the house because I tried to cut his throat. And my mom left me when I was, I don't know, about 5 years old.
Well, hold on a second. Was his throat still attached to him, holding his head on?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's not right.
Was he beating the crap out of you?
No. He was just talking about me behind my back.
Ooh. I remember the one time my dad tried to drop a dime on me. Heard him talking to my stepmom about something to do with laundry. I kicked the door right in, put a shiv in him.
That's like your biological father?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, John.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go, is there a prison nearby you can just sneak into?
Oh, I just got out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. What were you in for?
Assault with a deadly weapon. What? Aggravated assault.
With your dad?
Yeah. With my dad and my little brother.
Oh, I see.
They tried to hold me down, and I kicked my little brother in the head a couple times and stuff.
All right, well, I'm sure he had it. Come on. Hey, John, where do you live?
Huntington Beach.
Okay, good. You don't have a car, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Uh-oh. What kind of range does that baby have?
Suburban, brand new.
Oh, man.
How'd you get that?
He deals drugs.
Oh.
Listen, John, promise me you'll never put more than a quarter tank in that thing. I don't want you coming out to L.A.
All right, bro.
All right. Now, listen, John, seriously, you're really going to hurt yourself with this acid. You're really hurting yourself.
That's not an issue to John, though.
Your life will be over. It really will. You'll be walking around brain dead. You'll be like that Suburban with no computer. You'll just be sitting in the driveway looking brand new. Won't work. You know what I mean? You've got to stop with the acid. You got to talk to
maybe
the doctor.
Maybe this is a job for cannabis.
Start smoking weed. Please start smoking weed. Oh, my God. Listen, if I was in control, I'd just put him down right now. I really would. Here's what I would determine. I would determine that something's going to happen eventually. Let's just nip it in the bud. You know what I mean? Here's when I'm in charge, here's how I'm going to approach crime, by the way. First off, profiling, that's all I'm going off of. That's all I'm going to do. You look like a troublemaker. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what sex you are. I'm going to find the ethnicity, the sex, and the age that causes the most trouble. I'm going to pull them over constantly. Do you know why? Because I'm smart. That's what you do when you try to eliminate problems. You figure out whatever race.
You play the odds, huh?
Whatever race it is, whatever sex it is, and whatever age it is. Whoever that is causing the most trouble. They get pulled over the most. That's number one. Why? Because pulling over old broads in new cars, don't find as many guns and drugs. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be more efficient with my officers' time. That's number one. Number two, none of this sitting around waiting for crime to happen. I'm gonna start putting criminals down before they become criminals. When I deem them criminals.
Yeah.
That's right.
So criminality will not be determined by behavior or ability.
No, posture.
Genes plus environment, that's it.
Yes. And when genes, it's how high you wear your jeans and how slow you walk when you're crossing the street. Megan?
Yes.
You're 16.
Yes.
And by the way, when I'm in charge, any healthy person who drags their ass across the street in the middle of the intersection can be clipped at no expense or any legal prosecution brought on the motorists. As a matter of fact, accommodation will be given out to them. Any snot-nosed, punky 15-year-old kids who drag their ass across the middle of the street, not in an intersection or crosswalk, who get clipped by a car, it will be completely their fault.
Does that just happen to you over here in Culver City?
It happens everywhere. They will have to pay for the damage done to the car if they survive. That will be my process. Listen, I see some snot-nosed 15-year-old kid dragging his sorry ass across the street with a pissed-off look on his face. I go right at him. I really do. I don't slow down for a second. If he don't get out of the way, he's getting clipped. And they get out of the way. I have no problem with that. Zero problem. When I was a kid, I ran across the street. All you punks, start running. Megan?
Yes.
You're 16.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I was raped when I was 14 years old.
Mm. By whom?
Huh?
By whom?
It was a friend of mine. He was like a friend of the family's.
I was going to say that. It always sounds funny.
Yeah.
Friend of family's. Okay.
Yeah.
And how old was he at the time?
Why?
He was 18.
Yeah.
18.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And whose friend was he?
Well, it was my mom and his mom were really good friends growing up.
Mm.
And his mom had moved away, and then they moved back to my town where I live in now.
Did your mom and his mom go to high school together or something?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. How sort of surreal, bizarre, and sad is that?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're
good chum.
No, actually, it's like they grew up together.
You're good chum from high school. One day, God willing, your son will grow up and rape my daughter. Do you know what I mean?
There's your next script.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that sort of surreal?
It's terrible.
All right, Megan, so what happened? Did you ever call the cops or try to do anything?
Yeah, there was a big ordeal on it. And
that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, he got in a lot of trouble and everything.
Good, good. You're healthy. You stood up.
Yeah, and I have a boyfriend now, and he moved to my town when we were 15 years old, and we started dating then. And he doesn't know about what's going on, and he's kind of been leaning towards the sex still, and I really, really am not
planning to
have sex.
What happened with the rape? I mean, were you dating this guy?
No.
Was it a violent rape?
Yes.
Did you have any treatment for it?
Well, I'm still in counseling
good.
Now.
Good. Megan, that's fine. I think you should tell your boyfriend.
I think I should, too, and my mom thinks I should, and I've talked to my mom about it.
Hold on a second. How's your mom, by the way, with her best friend now?
They're still friends. It didn't affect our friendship, and
Adam, when you have kids, we'll be best buddies.
Your mother's a woman of strong convictions. Yeah. I like that. She's not going to let a little rape come between her and a good high school child.
I didn't want to tell my mom because I didn't want them to be torn apart.
Of course not. You feel responsible.
I know.
But the adults are responsible here. That's the point.
Yeah, where were they, and where were you, and how did this happen?
He was watching me and my little brother. His mom had went out for the evening.
He was a babysitter.
And he was watching us.
Oh, my God.
My little brother was downstairs watching the movie, and I was upstairs using the bathroom, and he came in.
You were 14, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, this guy, boy, I'm so glad you called the cops or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That is
It was a while afterwards.
That's all right. It's a full-scale predator.
Good. Yeah. All right. So, listen, how old's your boyfriend now?
He's 16.
Good.
Yeah, listen, I wouldn't tell him.
You wouldn't?
No.
He's going to pressure the hell out of her.
Now, I'm telling you, and maybe this is just my own projection.
Yeah.
I think he's going to freak out a little bit. I think it's weird. It's weird for a 16-year-old guy.
Sometimes, though, maybe he's a little bit of a caretaker. It'll make him back off a little bit. You know?
Did you say jack off?
No. Well, he's already done that. Back off.
Oh. Listen, hold on a second. I got a factor. Here's the deal. You know when you're 16 and you're extra, hell, when you're 18 or 19, and you're actually super weird about, like,
everything.
Ex-boyfriends and partners and prom dates and all that kind of stuff? This rape thing is, like, it's really going to haunt the guy. I mean, it'll screw him up. He'll really be thinking about it all the time. He will. It'll whack him out. You're 16. You stay with your counseling, and you explain to him that, you know, hey, you're not ready.
All right.
And if he doesn't respect that, he doesn't respect that. Listen, there are reasons why people aren't ready.
Yeah.
It's not always rape.
Yeah.
What if it's not rape? You have to explain it. You have to explain the next reason.
People do, typically. Here's why I'm not ready. Here's this why I'm in.
Well, no. I mean, let's say you're a 16-year-old girl,
let's say...
Just I'm not ready?
Well, let's say you're a six-year-old girl, you're not ready.
Yeah.
Maybe you were brought up in such a way that, you know, suggested that you're not going to be ready for another couple of years. You want to be with them for a little more time or whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, do you need a definitive reason as to why they're not ready at 16?
You're right. You're right.
And if you can't respect that, then forget it. Meanwhile, you keep going with your counseling. And, you know, I know it's tough, but, you know, not every man represents this rapist guy, and not every sexual encounter is going to be rape.
It's great that she's holding off. She is not ready. It'll all been acting out until she's like 18.
Good, and it's not really going to do anything anyway other than kind of weird the guy out a little bit while he stands around. Okay. He's not going to know how to approach her. I wouldn't say it. To me, he's 16. Let him be 16, you know?
I would. I'd tell him, but that's me. I see your point of view, and it's valid.
Would you want to be told?
Yeah, absolutely.
You would?
And it would cause, I'm such a damn caretaker, it would cause me to back off, put her stuff ahead of mine, just go into that nurturing caretaking role.
But would it weird you out
not
to a certain
least.
Degree?
No.
At least, it wouldn't be like, oh man, she's screwed up now.
Oh, no.
I'm having to her.
No.
No?
But then, look how sick I am.
That's funny. Hey, I was right.
Oh, I feel so much stronger about you now.
Thank you.
Someone's closer.
Thank you. I was right in the parking lot last night when I was leaving the show. Chris?
No, that's what you did to me.
Oh, that's right. Chris, you're 20.
Chris?
Oh, hello. Sorry.
Caller who goes by Chris?
Yeah. What's up?
This is my question for you guys. It has to do with condom size. Like, I really don't know what size to use, and I know they have, like, those ones called Magnums and stuff. But I've seen on TV when they're demonstrating how to put a condom on, they do it on a banana, and it seems to go on fine. But I mean, my penis is not the size of a banana, but the regular size condoms are just really hard for me to get on.
Too big or too small?
Way too tight. I've had them break after penetration.
You roll down the tip?
Yep.
Well, get the Magnum.
I mean, but does this happen to,
I don't know.
I am a big boy.
Listen. Chris, you're a nice guy, but if the if the standard size isn't fitting, seems way too tight, seems to break all the time, then step up to the next size. Okay, forget about condom. Let's talk about pants.
Oh, yeah.
Shirts. You know what I mean? Medium seems a little tight, a little confining. May want to go ahead and step up to the large.
Well, how do you know?
I don't know. Call it woman's intuition, Drew. A wild hunch. But when I'm trying on a shirt and the large feels a little tight around the shoulders, you know what I do? Extra large.
But when I look at the mannequins in the store, the shirts fit just fine.
Step. The large is tight. I step up to the extra large. That's just me. But then again, I'm going off 36 years of experience here, and I've been around. All right, wait a minute. So go ahead, put the Magnum on. What's the worst case? Use that twist tie that it comes with. Melissa?
Yes.
Oh, boy. What's the matter?
Look, I have to say, I've been listening to you for 9 years, so please go easy on me.
All right, then.
I'm having some really problems, and I think you guys are the right people to talk to.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I really need a lot of help. I'm married. I'm currently separated. A year ago, I got raped the night my father died. And I got raped at a club. And because of this, it's like caused all types of problems in my marriage. And
you were married at the time you were raped?
Yes, I was.
What were you doing at a club?
Well, my father was sick, and that morning he told us that he was ready to die and he was tired of being in pain, and I kind of knew that night he was going to die, and I didn't want to be home to see it because I'm real close to my father.
Why didn't you go with your husband?
Well, my husband was back east. I came with my daughter to come visit my dad the last few days that I had with him.
Right.
And,
okay.
You know.
Got the picture.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me tell you the truth. First off, what's your dad, like Navajo Indian? I'm going to die tonight. This is it. You know what I mean? That's something out of the movies. I don't think people make that call.
Sometimes.
Number two, you go across country to visit your dying dad. He says he's going to die that night, so you go out clubbing?
Yeah. There's a lot going on here. You can just feel it, can't you?
Oh, yeah. All right. So what kind of club?
It was It was a hip-hop club in Huntington Beach.
I see.
It's a very upscale.
And what happened? How did the rape happen?
Well, I was walking to the bathroom. I had, like, I was drinking, and I got really nauseous, and I needed to go to the bathroom to puke. So I asked whoever was next to me if they could direct me to the restroom, and I walked to the restroom, and I saw the security guard standing right there, and the bathroom door was wide open. So I just walked straight into the stall, and that's when it happened.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry.
Something missing from the story, but okay.
Okay, security guard was there. The bathroom door was wide open. You walked in, and there you're right.
Hmm. Yeah, he slipped right in my stall, and it happened really quick.
Where was the security guard?
He was right by the door.
Oh, it was right there.
Was it a men's room?
No, it was a woman's room. And there was, I believe there was women I couldn't really see.
Who knows what happened? You were loaded. Come on.
You didn't cry out or anything?
No. See, first of all, I don't really drink a lot. I drink once in a while, and I drink wine, and that was all I had. I had, like, maybe 3 glasses of Zinfandel.
So do you think you were drugged?
Well, that's just the thing.
How many times were you raped before this?
None.
Zero?
Zero.
Molested?
No.
Huh?
No.
Physical abuse?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, okay. By your dad?
Oh, no. By, my first love, not my first love, but my daughter's father.
Your daughter's father?
Yeah, I was young.
What about that?
What about your dad?
My dad was, he was cool. He never...
Never raised his hand to you?
Well, I always got whoopings, but it was like, just, you know...
Okay,
like,
whooping and beating?
No, I got... My dad kicked my butt.
Your dad kicked your butt.
That's called a beating.
All right, we had a feeling your dad kicked your butt.
But, I mean, it wasn't like...
No, I know. You had it coming. You should have spilled that milk.
he had a temper.
Yes, okay. Let me give you your life here.
Okay.
Your dad gave you a lot of beatings and had a temper.
Yeah.
You then became attracted to your first love, who magically and coincidentally had a temper and gave you beatings, too.
Magically.
And then all that sort of lined you up for this rape. Not the actual rape part, but the part where there was a security guard standing by the door. You were getting raped in the woman's room, and you couldn't go, second time in one show. I mean, wait, help!
You know what?
Thank you.
You know what? The crazy thing is that... Normally, me, I would have knocked the guy down, or I would have fought him. I would have kicked his butt. But for some reason, I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. I couldn't.
I know, but that's part of being a victim. Being beat on your whole
part
life.
Part of being a victim.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, listen.
Let me tell you, I ain't never been beat or I'm unconscious. Okay, I'm not that type of person. That's not happened to me. I'm very, you know, I've had fights, but. I can hold my own.
You can hold your own so well that you got raped 5 feet away from a security guard and couldn't alert him.
That's right. And you want to know the other
touché
thing?
I guess you want
to know
point there. That's
the
right.
Thing was, is that 8 days after I was raped, somebody else was raped at that club.
All right. Well, this guy was a predator. He was hanging around there.
He
was
looking. But see, that's not my problem.
He knew who to pick. All right, let's take a break here. Where are we going to go?
All right. Hold on.
Hold on.
All right.
This business of whooping versus beating, I'm sorry, there's no difference.
I don't even know. Whooping, I thought whooping was just black for beating.
It's a lot of people use whooping as a way of defending against the reality that parents are abusive.
Well, whooping doesn't sound great. Beating sounds worse. Spanking sounds better than whooping. I go spanking, whooping, beating, and then killing. That'd be the last one. No. Spanking, whooping, beating, maiming, killing. There it is. That's the chronology of it. We'll take a little break. We'll get back to the sad and confused Melissa after this. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
What do you got there?
Broadway pizza.
Smells great. I haven't had Broadway pizza since I moved out of Northeast Minneapolis. Has it changed?
No way. Broadway pizza has been making the Twin Cities' most delicious pizza for 50 years.
Weird.
What?
For a sec there, you sounded like a commercial.
That was nothing. Check this out. Broadway Pizza makes pizza with only fresh ingredients, homemade crust, premium toppings, and a rich tomato sauce that simmers for hours. I've been enjoying Broadway Pizza for years, and now that there are neighborhoods all over the metro, I can have it anytime I want it.
That was impressive. Is there a Broadway Pizza near me?
Oh, yeah. Robbinsdale, St. Anthony, New Brighton, Shoreview, Apple Valley, Coon Rapids, and Richfield, just to name a few. So next time I ask if you've had some lately, you have no excuse.
As long as we're talking about pizza, and that pizza you have there sure looks good.
It's the best. It's Broadway Pizza. How about you? Had some lately?
Dunwoody Institute in Minneapolis would like to apologize to all those who may have been offended by our previous radio commercials. This includes employees of fast food restaurants and guys who work the snack bar at movie theaters. We apologize to anyone who counts cars along the highway or refills ketchup containers at restaurants. We're sorry if we cheesed off any ditch diggers, factory line workers, cafeteria ladies, people who work in cubicles, and guys named Doug who still live at home with their parents while their friends are off at Dunwoody Institute learning important trades like printing and graphic arts, machine, tool and die, or engineering, drafting and design, preparing for rewarding, high-paying careers. For the rest of you, however, there is still time to call Dunwoody Institute at 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800. Before we make fun of your job.
If you're interested in learning about printing and graphics production, you should visit Dunwoody's one-of-a-kind training facility at the Printing Open House July 26th. Contact Tracy today at 612-374-5800 for details.
The next time you're sitting at work cruising the internet hoping your supervisor doesn't sneak up behind you,
Johnson!
Ask yourself,
well, this job's so great, why am I sitting here wasting my time?
Then do this. Cruise over to zone105.com and find yourself a better job on our job search listing. Job Search is a listing of the best jobs in the area from leading companies like TCF Banks, Arcadia, United Defense, and more. You'll find everything from IT careers to third shift opportunities. Better hours, better pay, better company. It's all there at zone105.com. Once you find the site, look for Job Search and click. You're there. Job Search is a partnership of this station and Ludlow Advertising. Oh, and just a little tip. Face your monitor away from the hallway.
Each year, thousands of Americans with life-threatening blood diseases such as leukemia turn to the National Marrow Donor Program to find a donor for their transplant. These patients rely on the generosity of strangers to become volunteer marrow and blood stem cell donors. More donors, especially minorities, are needed so others can live. Step up to the plate and join the Minnesota Twins and the National Marrow Donor Program in Marrow Awareness Night, July 14th, to Pitch for Life. For more information or to sign up as a volunteer donor, call the National Marrow Donor Program at 1-800-654-1247.
I'm Brian Oak.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
Friday, July 14th is the date of our next live broadcast from Grumpy's on Washington Avenue in downtown Minneapolis.
In addition to breakfast, drink specials, and great prizes, psychic Ruth Lorden,
we've got a special new treat for you called the Zone 105 Breakfast Club. Go to zone105.com, fill out the questionnaire, and if you're one of the chosen few, you could find yourself winning valuable prizes, wearing a funny hat, eating a free breakfast, and meeting great new friends.
Eating breakfast with strangers, what is not to like? What would Jesus do?
But this contest isn't going to win itself. You go to our website right now, zone105.com, fill out that questionnaire, and then join us Friday, July 14th, as we broadcast yet again from Grumpy's in downtown Minneapolis.
The most music in the morning. Brian Oak and Mary Lucia on Alternative Classics on Zone 105. If your equipment isn't properly set up. KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNT Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. I'm Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew over there, phone number 1-800-LVA-191. All right, let's get back to the phones here and speak to Melissa. Melissa?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're at a club, your dad beat you, he died. What's your nationality?
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. And where'd you grow up, New York?
The streets of L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we didn't have Puerto Ricans here.
Very few.
Yeah.
I'm hard to find.
How do the Mexicans treat the Puerto Ricans?
Not very kindly.
Really? I know everyone thinks white people are the only racists. They have like the market corner on racism.
Well, I tell you, these Latino guys.
Yeah.
The Mexicans, they hate the El Salvadorians, and the Salvadorians, they don't like the Nicaraguans.
Yeah.
And it's all a big mess over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Puerto Ricans don't like the Nicaraguans.
Well, Puerto Ricans usually feud with the Cubans and Dominicans.
Right. And it's funny, to white people, it's all one big Mexican.
I know.
We have no idea. We have zero idea. We don't think, why are those two Mexican guys fine? One guy's from Dominican Republic, the other guy's from El Salvador. Isn't that the same place?
Yeah. You know what's even funnier?
Huh.
Is that white people always say white. They never say, like, Irish or Dutch or French. Or...
Oh, not only that. We deal with that all the time here. We ask them where their ancestors are from, and they say Downey.
Yeah. All right, so, Melissa, so your dad died. You got raped in a club. And now your marriage is suffering.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I think he's my soulmate.
Yeah, sure. It's your soulmate.
No, I mean, really.
Hold on. Did you say cellmate or soulmate?
Soul.
Oh, I see. That's different.
I asked for him, and he came.
I see. And did you ask Satan for him, and he showed up?
Well,
listen,
no.
I don't trust this guy because he's abusive.
Cool.
Well, no, this is the next husband.
He's got to be abusive, too.
No, that's why she's maybe sabotaging.
Oh, interesting. This guy's not abusive.
Oh.
Your husband.
No.
No, and you're having trouble.
Verbally.
Oh, verbally.
Verbally abusive?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm turning physically.
But, you know, that
kind of guy's confined to a wheelchair. He's just verbally abusive.
No,
it's both. I'm very vicious with my tongue also.
I understand.
I've been lashing out at men.
Yeah.
I've been looking towards women.
Right.
And
looking toward men?
Well, yeah,
oh, boy.
Literally.
Hey, you got kids, right?
Three.
Oh, three. For Christ's sake.
Okay. Hey, you want to know why Puerto Rico's a mess?
Easy.
Please. Oh, you got three kids in your whack job. Well, what? Listen.
Look.
Hey, you look. What are you gonna? What's happening to these three kids? How are they gonna
they're
turn out?
Really good.
Oh yeah, they're great. Yeah.
Hey.
Your parents think they did a great job with you too.
Well, no, but I'm doing my best with my kids. My kids are very smart.
Where are they right now?
They're sleeping.
Okay.
Well, my two kids and my husband, he has my baby.
How old's the baby?
A year.
Why do they have a one-year-old?
I'm sorry?
Why does he have it?
Because the other two aren't from him. And
wait, Melissa, one-year-old away from mom. That's not good.
I don't even know what it's
Melissa,
to me.
Melissa. That's not, I'm sorry, but that's troublesome.
Oh.
That's not, I'm doing a great job.
I'm thinking about going back. Just because of my baby, but...
Right, that's not... I'm doing a great job, Lisa. I'm not even there.
You're thinking about going back, oh, you mean with him?
There's problems at home.
Oh,
right?
Baby.
And
what? Okay.
And my kids.
Okay, can you be sterilized, number one?
From having any more kids?
Yes.
My husband wants me to have, like, seven more.
Oh, my God.
What is he? He's Puerto Rican, too, right?
No, he's black and white. He's mixed.
Oh, my God. This is a disaster over here. Seven more kids.
He's a great father, and we have it good with him.
Okay. Well, then go back and
make a stable home with him.
So I'm not happy, and since this, I can't have, I won't.
Hey,
I don't like
hey,
to commit.
Okay, okay, you listen to me. I'm going to give you 15 seconds, and then I'm hanging up.
Okay.
It's
going to
be the most important 15 seconds of your life. You understand?
Yep.
You're not happy with him. You're never going to be happy with anybody. It's not him. It's you.
I'm happy.
Shut up. Your dad was abusive. Your life is a mess.
No.
You have to shut up. You have three kids now. You're going to screw those kids up worse than you got screwed up.
No.
Shut up. You get some therapy. You read some books. You take care of your own ass. And God help you don't screw up those kids. And stop having kids, by the way. Stop it. All of you. Stop it. Want to know why this world is going the direction it's going? It's because the Melissa's the world got three kids.
With seven more on the way.
I think he was counting those three. I think he just wants four more.
She said seven more.
Stop having kids, you screwed up bastards.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. And listen, anybody who's involved with anything, stop what you're doing. This has to be your number one cause. All you pussy politicians out there. How come this is never talked about? This is it. This is the only problem. This is the only problem. This is it. It's the only problem that we have facing this country. Kids were being raised by chaotic Melissa and her screwed up hubby. That's it. That's the only problem.
That's crime. That's drugs. That's unemployment. That's education. That's pollution. That's all of it. It's all of it. That's it. You just got to go to the nest. That's all. Why we can't see that, why we can't accept it, I don't know. And I know the politicians must know it on some level, on a surface level. They just don't want to talk about it. Somebody's got to talk about this. People got to stop having effed up kids, and it's done. Then we're living in a utopia. Everybody, think about healthy people. And then realize, no more locks on doors, no more car alarms, no more insurance fraud, no more dumping toxic waste into the rivers, no more anything. Just a bunch of good people doing good things. That's it. It's utopia. We ever going to have to worry about Drew's triplets stabbing us, ripping us off, stealing our car stereo, faking an injury to a casino, trying to collect some insurance? It's not going to happen. Road rage, spousal abuse, unemployment, prison overcrowding, none of it.
All right.
Okay. None of it. Jesus Christ. I swear to God, we got to sterilize these people. It's going to be it. It'll be 20 years. Utopia. Sarah?
Yeah?
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
I had sex with my boyfriend for the first time the other night, and I've had sex before, but he was a virgin, and I started crying, like, towards the end of it, and I don't know why.
He didn't tip you.
How old were you when you first had sex?
15.
And what was that like? What was that all about?
It's never, like, affected me before like that.
Who was it the first time?
Huh?
Who was it the first time?
My ex-boyfriend.
And how old was he?
He was 17.
And how old is your current boyfriend?
He's 16.
All right.
Same age.
And how do you feel about him?
I like him.
How was the first sexual encounter you had?
I don't know. Normal, I guess.
Huh?
Was it a good experience?
Yeah.
All right, so the first time you had sex was good.
Mm-hmm.
Second time you had sex was all right, and you start crying.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
maybe it's not as good as you're sort of trying to force yourself to believe.
I don't know why.
Here's what I hear from most older women, and when they look back at their 15, 16-year-old experiences, is that they numbed themselves up. They felt the way they were supposed to. They did whatever they had to do in order to have sex, which was usually suppressing a lot of feeling about not feeling okay about it, about wondering why they were doing this, about being overwhelmed by the intimacy.
Felt fine. I don't know why I started crying.
Well, maybe because he came in 3 minutes.
Did you hear anything I just said, though?
Huh?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Listen, Sarah.
Yeah.
Everything good in your life?
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Did your dad die or anything?
No.
Okay. Everything's happy?
This is that. I'm denying my feelings.
Oh, who cares? Listen, a woman can start crying at any moment, depending on where her menstrual.
Yeah, but I've heard
this
a lot of times, though, from women who are older saying, oh, my God, I feel so bad about myself for having done it. I just numbed myself up because it was what I was supposed to do. It was what I wanted to do.
I haven't heard that much of that.
You know, talk to kids.
I don't talk to who?
Anybody.
How dare you? You're right about that one. But, you know, the only reason I don't talk to people is because I don't like people.
I didn't ask for an explanation. I just stated a fact.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Unless they're flying airplanes, then you're okay.
You know anyone who's flying a model airplane?
You talk to them.
Oh, yes. I'm going out Wednesday flying that model airplane.
Just imagine all the guys sort of with baseball caps on, kind of plaid work shirts, open with the sweatpants on, and the shirt hanging out over the belly.
Let me tell you the kind of guys who fly the model airplane. They're the guys who wear the baseball caps with the ones with the sort of foam rubber front on them.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that is. It's mesh on the back.
It's cheap,
It's Anderson, listen, you know, Anderson tries to tell me about 15 things a week.
Mm.
It's usually 14 of them I already know. It's foam rubber on the front. It's like a weird trucker's hat. It's like a regular baseball hat is $6.
Yeah.
This is $4.99.
Yeah.
And it's made out of Dacron, Stainron, and it all it does is smell and get weird. It doesn't, there's not a natural fiber in it.
It's always
panels a different color, too, right?
Yeah, it's just a big thing of foam in the front. It's a baseball hat, but it's like that weird... It's
dome,
not,
dome of foam.
Yes, it's not made out of cotton or anything. It's all synthetic. Then they got themselves a shirt. Usually a shirt that says, like...
making bacon?
No. Let's see, B-47 Flying Fortress, Northrop, 1948, like, you know, there's a little discussion on kind of airplane, just so you know they're in an airplane. Then generic tennis shoes.
Kind of tennis shoes.
You know those tennis shoes, instead of laces, they got the two big Velcro straps, and they're light blue.
Yeah.
You get them at the supermarket out of the big bin.